Very historic day for day two of the 2012 Newark and Nottinghamshire Agriculture Society County Show, the start of the county show season, because, yes, we can say it's now official. Julie Corden is back on the team. Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Alex. Very good.
Well, as ever, a delight. I always feel that this is, in many ways, our show. You know, sort of Corden left Duke. It's sort of through that. It's kind of got so many special memories in times past and so on of, you know, top quality security staff at the gate and all sorts of other heaps of goodies, etc.
Yes, no, it's definitely a really, really good show. Really enjoy coming every year. And it, like you say, it kickstarts all the agricultural shows around this area.
Absolutely. And I know that Lou Bevin obviously sends his best. In a few moments, we're going to be chatting to Wendy Packham. And actually, she's coming out even as we speak, etc., from that point of view. But yesterday, we were fortunate actually to cover the first range of things, and things were really great as far as that's concerned. And I think, actually, Wendy is beginning to actually emerge from her press briefing as it stands, really. It's rather like sort of Downing Street, where they sort of come out into the routine. The days of Alistair Campbell, I think, spring to mind, and so on, and maybe even Andy Coulson. But the one thing about Wendy is that, you know, she would wipe the floor with those gentlemen because she's, you know, in top form. Wendy, delighted to see you once again. Day two, it's looking good.
It is indeed, Alex. I think the gods really are well, they're not shining this morning, but at least it is still dry and doesn't look as though we're going to get any rain until much, much later today. So,
which is just in time for the Parade of Champions, but that's okay, you know, like moves on in all sorts of ways, and, you know, they want a little bit of stuff like that. Julie, questions for Wendy.
How did it go yesterday? I wasn't here yesterday, so what was your highlight from yesterday?
The place was absolutely buzzing.
Really?
It was wonderful, and I went over to the George Stevenson Exhibition Hall yesterday afternoon for the presentation for the President's Challenge, and the noise in there was tremendous. You know, people were having a go at so many different sports. It was incredible. And in the schools that came and took part in the challenge, we had six of them here yesterday, and they were saying how many members of the public were interested in what they've been doing, because the president set them this challenge to create a product that was environmentally friendly and could possibly be commercially viable. And very pleased to say that Toot Hill School from Bingham actually won the prize for £1,000.
Which can't be bad. It's almost as good as a gift voucher from a certain university, but we won't go there. Moving on to all sorts of other scenarios here. Yesterday, of course, I was, again, very impressed, as the rest of the team were, about the range of exhibitors we actually had here, from martial arts tutors, from general wonderful tastes of Nottinghamshire at home, etc. I mean, that seems to have really restored the quality of the Newark and Nottinghamshire that it's always had. But I was talking to Julie on the way down here a few years ago, there was just a slight sense that maybe some of the exhibitors they weren't quite in love with the show as perhaps they should have been.
No, I think we've certainly turned that one around. I mean, the experience food marquee has been a real hit this year. We've got 34 exhibitors in there, and it really has gone down well.
We even received some seedlings for some of our team to actually start growing their own lettuce in future, which is great.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, this is the whole thing. This is an agricultural show, and, you know, I mean, that's where your food comes from.
And I well recall actually sort of engaging with horses, pigs and all sorts of things yesterday, which was it's there. The photographic evidence will be online, but the audio is coming together. Julie.
So we're going to start having a look round today. What can you recommend for us to go and see?
Well, certainly don't miss the Food Experience Hall, obviously.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, the countryside display ring's got lots of different things going on. I know when I walked past the Street South ring yesterday afternoon with the Mark Mark productions going on in there, which is street theatre. I mean, the crowds around there, you know, thoroughly enjoying themselves and listening. And I think wherever there's action, you know, particularly with the animals, you've got, you know, Cyril the squirrels racing terriers, you've got the racing sheep, you know, there's something for everybody here, there really is. And I know yesterday that the catering manager was saying he has never known such a busy show, you know, for his catering outlets, and he's been here nigh on 16 years.
Just shows the quality is there, and it will out across the base. Of course, the Dancing Diggers were very impressive as ever yesterday in the main ring. The range of other routines. We also thought that the displays of the elegance, something which I thought could have been written for yourself in many ways, Wendy, the side saddle approach for that sort of point of view, that went down extremely well too. You know, it was nice to see that sort of whole balance together. And of course, the show jumping, I see the Whittakers got in the top areas once again, as expected, perhaps.
That's right. We've got a huge number of Whittakers here this year, and I mean, the show jumping went on until quite late last night. It didn't finish until around 7 o'clock. Considering it started at 8, I mean, the ground is holding up tremendously well. You know, and it's good to see so many riders here today and enjoying the wonderful conditions that we put on for them.
Very tempting, actually, to just send a message down to Julian Seaman and say, Julian, I know badminton didn't take place, but come up to Newark. You've got a day here. You know, get it sorted.
Julian will be very welcome any time.
Wendy, and as ever, a delight. We'll hopefully touch base with you again latterly, or certainly see you in the studio once again and all the rest of those pieces. Actually, one sort of minor point. How have the University of Lincoln journalism students been as far as press stewarding is concerned? Have they actually done the business? Because, you know, this, because obviously they're not listening at present, but they might listen to this podcast.
Yes, well, we had Georgia and Beth here yesterday, and they were very, very good. They were very enthusiastic, wanted to learn. You know, every time I asked them to do something, they jumped up and they did it. And I think they're both horse people, so they thoroughly enjoyed being able to watch some of the show jumping from the press office. But no, they were really good, and I'm expecting the same from the boys this morning.
Slightly taller, obviously, than yesterday, but then again, it's just John Fernandez is a tall chap, really.
That's right. I mean, every time Beth and Georgia went out to put the results up on our outside board, they trotted off with my little stool so that they could reach the
you
top.
You won't have that worry today.
Definitely not. I'm going to end up with a crick in the neck talking to John, but never mind.
Okay, well, we're out and about, as you might have anticipated, and Julie's had the very important time. We've moved, obviously, from rabbits to all sorts of things. Your first holding of a chicken, I believe, Julie.
Yes, yes, taught how to hold a chicken, so know how to do that now.
Thankfully, we didn't strangle it, which is always very important from that point of view. We are at a home of chickens in many ways, specifically the whole range of things, and we're talking to a wonderful soul whose name is...
Simon, from Everything Poultry.
Fantastic. Everything Poultry. Now, you've come up from the West Country, I believe, to be here.
Yeah, we're up from Somerset. Came up on Friday, and we're having a great time.
Excellent. So your first experience of the East of England joy that is the Newark and Notts Agricultural Show, the first show of the season. How's it been for yourself so far?
Yeah, it's been very good. It was very busy yesterday, beat our expectations, so we're very pleased.
Brilliant. Julie.
So what is it that you offer? I see you've got like cages for the chickens in and homes. Is this
homes rather than cages, I think.
Yes, homes.
Not prisoners.
Not prisoners,
think
no.
Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Escape or something.
Okay. What sort of things are you offering today?
Yeah, we've got chicken houses, various different sizes available, from just a couple of chickens up to maybe 10 or 12. And we've got incubators if people want to start up incubating them. We've got chickens for sale as well, and yes, drinkers and feeders and anything anyone would want for keeping poultry.
We've done a lot of work with smallholder magazines and the whole notion of smallholder, and this is a classic case of, obviously, you can go for the eggs quite clearly. It makes sense from that point of view. Presumably, you've also got roast chicken, but I don't want to mention that at this particular stage. What would you say if you were advising somebody who's maybe just thinking about sort of bringing on board chickens, etc., maybe in an urban environment? You know, how easy is it to actually set up?
Yeah, no, it's very simple. All you need is a house with an enclosure, so you can keep maybe 3 or 4 chickens, 2, 3, 4. You just need a drinker, a feeder, and you've just got to feed them. You can feed them anything from the kitchen and anything you have over, or you can get layers pellets or mixed corn from a local supplier.
Sounds splendid. Julie?
Are they quite easy to look after then?
Yeah. All you need to do is make sure they've got food, water, and you can collect the eggs. It's as simple as that, really.
Well, so what sort of size would you recommend for people to start off with?
We have a small house and run called the Milton, which is approximately 7 foot by 3 foot in total, and that's ample for 2 or 3, 4 chickens.
Wow, how many eggs would you likely to see from that?
If you have the typical hybrid chickens, they'll lay, for the first 18 months, they'll lay pretty much an egg a day, so you'd expect to get 300 eggs a year from each chicken, so 3 chickens, a dozen and a half eggs a week.
And the perhaps obvious, although I miss sort of slightly delicate question to ask, hens versus cocks?
Oh, if you have cockerels, you might have problems with neighbours. Mm. So you make the noise.
That's okay. I just wanted to clarify that for that sort of point, because you're waking up in the morning of sort of the world's a link, and it could be quite amazing. It's been fabulous connecting with your good self. Is there a web address that you can actually sort of regale us with that people who can't get to the show would find out details about?
Yeah, www.everythingpoultry.co.uk.
And obviously we're in the show season now. Where will you be heading off to after the Lincoln? Oh, the Newark and Notts show, I should say.
Yeah, next week we're down at Devon County in Bath and West, and then later on we're at Malvern and Royal Highland.
Now, yesterday, of course, we had a little wander into the horticultural area of the Newark and Notts County Show, and certainly my colleagues were rightly impressed with the range of winners and certificates that were actually here. I know that the bold decisions of the hat stand were particularly commented on, particularly the small one, which was always, you know, it was cute in all sorts of ways. Anyway, we're delighted now to be able to speak to the chief steward of the flower show. That's Mrs. J. Lewis. Good to speak to you.
Good morning. Yes, we're very pleased with the turnout that we've got here. Maybe not as many entries as we had last year, but we feel that people are very involved with probably the Jubilee and also the Olympic Games. So our numbers are down, but the standard is very high. The judge was very complimentary, and he was delighted with the outcome.
We were reading out some of the judge's comments, or so, particularly over at the hat area, the headgear. I mean, the design was basically for hats, so the specific design from that point of view.
Yes, get a head, get a hat.
Exactly. Very good. Or a flat cap in my own case, but there we are. That's a different line entirely. Yes. And we're standing actually by the Helter Skelter area, which again, heaps of wonderful things there. Also impressed with the crown jewels. Just so many sort of wonderful things. And I'm always impressed, particularly with NEFAS, perhaps from the acronym, National Association of Flower Arranging Societies.
Exactly. They give us great support. Mm. They help us with all the technical side of it. And they come up with the ideas for our classes. Two of our members on our committee are members of NAFAS, so that we do get the correct details for everybody. But I should point out that there's one section all green, and that is very impressive. Then again, I think it's easier for them to do it at this time of year when flowers are rather expensive. They've used all the green foliage to very, very good advantage.
Indeed, it is certainly a desired sort of routine. Julie.
So what are you looking forward to today? What's got going on today?
Well, when I get out onto the showground, it looks as if there's a fair number of people. It was yesterday with the good weather. Good weather, hopefully, today. Yeah. I don't get very far, but we look around to see how it's going. Yeah. I think they've got the state of the showground is extremely good, bearing in mind the weather we've had. Mm-hmm. One or two of the larger shows had to cancel because of the weather, but we're very lucky that we've been able to keep our showground up to scratch.
Absolutely, and as I said, we normally have actually been at badminton last week, but obviously that was one of the casualties of the thing.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So we're very pleased that we're able to keep going, and we also understand, maybe on a negative note for Malvern, but on a plus note for us, that Malvern now no longer have flower arranging class.
It's their loss, quite clearly.
So we hope that we're going to gain
absolutely
from them, because we do get competitors from Scunthorpe to Stamford. Mm. So, you know, they do come from quite a distance, and we're delighted to have them here.
Very much so. Absolute delight to share some thoughts with you, good self, about the whole thing. Is today the time where clearly it's more a case of relax and enjoy the exhibits?
Yeah, exactly, yes. All our work has been done prior to the show. We are lucky because all the livestock, they're very busy throughout the day. We've got ours all static, all finished, and just come and enjoy it.
And the crunch time, obviously, yesterday when the judging was taking place, which is always exciting.
Yes, exactly. And as I say, the judges for both the flower show and the floral arrangements were very impressed. A little lacking on the local nurseryman, who we hope we can get back again. But then again, they're busy at weekends, but we'll try and get them.
It'll happen. The message will get out.
We hope so. We'll try our hardest anyway. Thank you.
There are certain sort of gems that come through with respect to the Newark and Notts show, and every time there's a new sort of approach, so we love to celebrate that Hedgerow Products Handmade in Leicestershire. We're already talking, Julie, about doing a day at Hedgerow Products and doing through the whole process, which is exciting.
Okay.
But they do say that every good company has always got a number one person who is trustworthy, reliable, essential to the whole thing, and clearly demonstrating all those qualities in spades is the wonderful lady whose name is?
Olivia.
Olivia, good to touch base with yourself. Julie, would you like to just quiz Olivia on the range of things we've got here and also the fantastic world of hedgerow products?
Okay. What sort of things can people see when they come to the show today to look at what you've got on offer? I see you've got some dips, salsa.
Well, really, it's a range of everything. We start with sweet. We've got some hawthorn berry over there. We've got some lemon curd, marmalade. And then we drift across to the fruitier jellies. We come on to the chutneys, slightly spicier. We've got some tangy apple chutney and also apple and real ale, which is an interesting one. Then we go to the dip side. So we've got some chilli coriander dip. The tomato and chilli salsa is also a popular one. And then banana and coconut dip has also been a popular one too. Quite unusual, that one.
That went down very well yesterday, I gather, with the tea, etc. So as a sort of palate cleanser, etc., or various other things, what would you recommend Julie try today?
Well, I reckon she should have a try of definitely a sweet one. Probably try the lemon curd, that's a very nice one. And probably have a try of the banana and coconut dip, because we did a demonstration of that yesterday. We're also doing one today, and that's a really nice spice, but also sweet.
Just point out that actually you deserve a raise for the fantastic work that you're doing in promoting the company, etc. here, as of course the managing editor just passed by as well. So.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Julia, are you set to actually do this little taste then? Okay, what would you like to go through? And whilst we're going through this, we'll just go and say a quick hello to somebody who, as we said, was so impressive yesterday. We thought it's time to actually return, this time with my colleague Julie Corden. All of the audio from part one is now live, but it's good to see you once again for part two.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you to come back. And you've got a new colleague with you, so what would you like to try?
Whatever you suggest.
Okay, I'd recommend starting with the hawthorn berries, all hand-picked by me in the hedgerows of Leicestershire. It's got a unique sort of woody, sherbety sort of flavour to it, and that's a natural colour. There's no artificial colours or stuff in my food, and that's a cornerstone of hedgerow products, is you're getting what it says on the jar and nothing else, nothing you don't need. Try that on Christmas Day with your turkey or your chicken. Really good. It's nice with brie as well, a good Somerset brie. Really worthwhile trying.
Getting a lot of ums there, Julie, is it? It's
sorry,
positive.
I've got my mouth full. That's really nice. That would definitely go with the brie, yeah.
And Olivia, you're indicating something else, which I think is another crucial thing here.
Yeah, I think she should try the lemon curd. That's a very popular one, very nice.
All right, are you up for the lemon curd then?
Yeah, I'll have a go.
There's a lemon in each jar, basically. They made 30 jars with 30 lemons, and it is literally just butter, eggs, sugar, lemon juice. It's really, really good flavour. You don't need butter. You don't need butter on the bread with that.
That's really nice.
I can understand Adrian Johnston being so impressed with the exhibitors in the food hall, including, obviously, hedgerow products from that point of view, because it really, you seem to have raised the bar once again.
Thank you very much.
Excellent stuff. And as we said, we are talking about hopefully coming and joining you for a day in September, October time.
I'm looking forward to that. It will be a good day. We'll get you out really into the depths of the Leicestershire countryside and we'll see what's going in the hedgerows. We'll get you stung, prickled and bitten, and then we'll get it back to the kitchen and we'll show you what we do from that stage as well.
So are you up for being stung, prickled and bitten, Julie? Standard report really for ourselves.
I was going to say standard, isn't it?
We'll go for that. Once again, a reminder, the web address for hedgerow products is
www.hedgerow-products.co.uk.
So, fudge, Julie, clearly a very crucial part of the whole thing. And when we actually see UFO, you think extraterrestrial fudge, even more wonderful with respect to the ultimate fudge outlet. Lucky enough now to be speaking to a gentleman who is the UFO's ultimate fudge outlet's finest. Your name, sir?
Rich.
Rich, talk to us about UFO and what you're doing at present, because obviously the hordes have not quite descended as yet, so we wanted to catch up with you guys in the food hall before it gets too crazy here. How's it been going?
Not too bad at all, actually. Yesterday was fairly busy, and it's looking, shaping up to be another good one today, I think.
So, are you in charge of the company? Is this your brainchild?
It's a family business, so I think we're at three different shows this week, so I pulled this one.
There we are. Okay, Julie.
I didn't know you could get so much flavours with fudge.
I started out making three different flavours, and I've gone a bit insane from there, really. Well, Fudge Kitchen's very experimental, so we keep the ones we like.
And the actual title, I mean, obviously there is that notion when we have ufologists, Phil Lynn, of course, director of The Truth Is Out There, was over with us recently. Do you get people saying, yeah, this is obviously signs that, you know, the chefs must have been abducted to come up with this kind of strange, out-of-this-world quality?
No, the only people that pick up on it ask me if I sell space fudge, which is a bit worrying. But other than that, no.
What sort of thing would you recommend, Julie? Do we offer a taster session? Because I'm just thinking about various other things. Julie, are you up for this?
Yeah.
Never too early for fudge. It's marvellous, like a whole new strap there. So what would you recommend for?
The licorice one's quite good. The chocolate peanut butter one's quite divine. Do you like peanut butter?
Yeah, I like peanut butter, yeah.
Heavens, we can avoid the banana. That's the important one.
Yeah, avoid the banana.
Oh, it's important from that point of view. Okay, here we go. This is the moment. We'll see the sort of routine. It's always a crucial thing I find here, Richard, and the sort of thing is coming through. But there we are.
That's nice.
And for Julie is very important from that point of view as well. So how many New York shows have you actually got under your belt so far?
How many
times have you been here? Are you
this is my first time here.
First time?
Yeah.
So how's it been for yourself, though?
Good. I always like county shows. They're always nice to go to.
And obviously we've got the Lincolnshire show coming up. Will you be there?
I think I am, actually.
This is looking good.
It is looking good, yeah.
And finally, is there a web address that people can actually find out about the Ultimate Fudge Outlet? If they can't get to the show, are there ways in which people can actually sort through it? It is indeed. And Julie, do the business here?
www.ultimatefudgeoutlet.co.uk.
Say that again, ultimatefudgeoutlet.co.uk. Fantastic connecting with you, good self. See you again, hopefully, at Lincoln.
Have a nice day. Thanks very much.
Okay, well, I think our Chief Executive Officer of the Newark and Knott Show, Adrian Johnston, is absolutely spot on, Julie. He was insistent we should spend some time in the food hall, and standards are very high.
They are very, very high.
So where are we now?
We are at My Secret Kitchen.
Not necessarily your secret kitchen, well, that's always nice though, so explicit in any case. But actually at mysecretkitchen.co.uk with
Suzanne Alexander.
Suzanne, I see obviously photographs in the back there as well, which is wonderful.
That's Claire, the owner of the company.
Okay, well, talk to us about My Secret Kitchen then.
My Secret Kitchen is the first UK food and taste drinking company. All our products are made in the UK, no preservatives, no additives, wherever possible all the ingredients even come from the UK. So very nice healthy food with a variety of uses.
Amazing. So what sort of things have you got on display today?
We have our beer bread mix, which is a bread mix that we have that you don't need, it doesn't have any yeast, so you don't need to have all the proving time and everything else. All you need to do is just add some carbonated drink to it. Beer is quite nice because it's very malty and it sounds quite nice. Yeah. We have that with our oat smoked oil, our balsamic reduction, miso dressing, artichoke pesto, and then our famous maple caramel sauce.
This is all sounding absolutely wonderful. Now, I detect not necessarily a Lincolnshire accent or a Newark accent, possibly an accent from, are we talking stateside? Are we talking North America?
Yes, yes, in the deep south, so yeah.
I won't say you come back, y'all, because you probably sort of say no.
I was going to say, yes, come back, y'all.
y'all come back now. It's all too much for that for you. So what is it? Because obviously county shows and state fairs in the States, as we know from our colleagues at Rural Media International, huge events, etc. How does the Newark and Nottinghamshire show compare?
Actually, I've only started doing this company here in the UK. So, yes, they do have big, huge, you know, fairs and everything else in the States. I think what's so nice about the fairs in the UK is that it keeps it very local. Whereas, you know, in America, you'll have people from all over. This is like everything sort of very local produce. And I think, you know, everyone's very proud of having things that are made in the UK.
Very much so. A classic line is think farm yards rather than food miles, the
Absolutely.
Official line.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
So let's talk a bit more about the company. I would say find greater fulfillment and flexibility. Imagine a job where you choose the hours you work and where your role is to make other people happy and indulge your love of food, host a tasting, become a consultant, try products, etc. Seems like a one-stop shop to happiness, Julie.
I know, it does, including food. Brilliant.
Are you offering tastings as well?
Yes, we are. Yes, there's quite a bit of food here to taste today. So we do events like this, but also the best way to showcase the food is actually go into people's homes and cook for them. So people will get, instead of like a wine tasting, you have a food tasting in your home. So what you do, you just invite a group of friends around. We'll do all the cooking and everything for you for the consultants and give you a wide range of products to try. Your very, very good friends will bring all the wine along. It's a win-win situation.
Sounds so much better than a Tupperware party.
Yes, so much better.
So what would you recommend our chief taster, Julie Corden, try today? I mean, what should she go for?
Oh, gosh. Definitely the bread mix with the balsamic oil and the oats, the balsamic vinegar and the oat smoked oil.
Just as well, we actually decided to do this early on today because I suspect that certainly the crowds yesterday were amazing. So it's obviously improving from that point of view.
Yes, definitely. So yeah.
And here we are.
That is really nice. Yeah.
So thumbs up for the beer bread mix from that perspective. Yes. Excellent stuff and that sort of thing.
And then our other bestseller is our wild garlic dip. And so it's a secret spice and you mix it with a number of different products. And we've just mixed it today with some extra light mayonnaise. But you can use that with some vegetables. You can put it over. You can use it instead of garlic if you're having like a real Russian cooking. My teenage lads love it over potato wedges and then dipped into the garlic sauce. So it's very nice.
Sounds great.
So, yep. So just have a dip.
Very exciting.
There's a wasabi in there.
Secret spice wild garlic selection here. We'll find as we wrap up the whole setup there. It's all right. It's always dry from that. Well, we get the whole thing. Good news is she hasn't sort of spat it out and said, "You're trying to poison me."
Nice. Yes, it's always a good thing when there's.
She's an honest food taster, is Julie. That's the important thing from that point of view. It's all sorted there on that basis. So
yeah, that's lovely. I can see why your boys like it with their potato wedges. Yeah. Oh, it's lovely. Yeah.
And I do like the notion of actually people coming in doing the cooking for you, which is splendid from that point of view. So.
I was going to say you couldn't have a better evening because you've got good friends, good conversation, and good food.
I remind it's mysecretkitchen.co.uk. Will you be taking part in some of the other country shows? Will you be up at the Yorkshire show, Lincolnshire show and so on?
Possibly. I'm not quite sure where we're going. It depends on where the consultants are. But yes, we'd like to.
Hopefully we'll catch each other again. But it's beginning to get a bit crowded as it stands. Popularity is growing. For the moment, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.